7 is always tough. They have a couple of new additions, but for the most part, it's the same group as last year. They have some bigger guys up front that are really stout in the run game. Linebackers play well.
That was left tackle Dwayne Brown earlier in the week. I'm Drew. This is Dale and Ted, and we're talking offense now. Brian Hoyer in at quarterback, going to start. And the offense under Brian Hoyer tomorrow can be better if
he just calms down and plays the way he can play. I don't think there's any doubt that he put way too much pressure on himself in the season opener. He allowed the moment to overwhelm him. You're hoping now that because he's enjoyed a lot of success, you know, in perhaps skewed situations like in Atlanta, where you were playing against second and third teamers in a prevent defense. But he has had success with this team. You know, he's a smart guy. He doesn't seem to be an excitable guy to me. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's going to be really okay tomorrow. And all he has to do is just stay calm. Again, we stay within himself, do what he does, and don't throw any stupid passes.
And, you know, Ted, we saw this in OTAs. We saw this in OTAs. We saw this in the preseason practices, training camp, all that stuff. He was able to move the offense and do some nice things with it. How does that kind of keep on going?
He's a competent guy. He knows his offense. I mean, he's got this offense down. I mean, he knows it very well. You know, for me, I think for Tim, he just needs some help, and it starts with the running game. Arian Foster came back. You know, he averaged less than 2 yards a carry. I think he looked good. I know a lot of people he's still slow from his injury. To me, he looked strong out there. The offensive line, let's face it, it's been a rotating kind of offensive line, mixing and matching all season long. So I think the running game's got to get going. This team leads the NFL in pass attempts. Are you kidding me? The year before, the Texans led the league in run attempts.
Yeah.
Get back to running the football. That's what you got to do.
Now, obviously, with Arian, I mean, you know, he hasn't looked like himself.
Right.
But I think he looks healthy, and that's the key thing. I don't see any reasons to think that he's not well. Yeah. So.
I think you got to put an incomplete almost by – he's played in two games. You got to put an incomplete on the first one because the Texans got behind so early.
Right.
They weren't able to feed him the rock, let him run, and do what he does. But do you think, from what you've seen – he's kind of knocking rust off, doing things better because he had 9 catches, and that's not the way you want to necessarily get him the ball, but he was doing nice things with the ball.
He looked great. Yeah. I mean, to me, he looked great. He looked strong. He looked explosive out of his cuts. I didn't see anything in here where I was like, well, the groin's an issue. So, to me, health-wise, he looked 100%. And the fact that he was such a threat out of the backfield catching the ball is huge. If you're not going to be able to, you know, be a huge factor in the running game, at least be a factor in the passing game, considering you had 2 of your starters out with injuries. So, to me, it's Arian's okay. He looks healthy. It's the offensive line, I think. A lot of times the Texans like to run 2 different kind of running styles. They have the zone run scheme, like Coops likes to do, with a power run scheme. You know, maybe they need to just stick with one or the other.
Well, there we go, the simplifying thing again.
Things
aren't going well.
Do it that way. But that's, to me, he's going to be fine. I think it's the boys up in front of him gelling because you have some new guys in there that have been working a lot together.
Yeah, it's a tough defense they're going against, or at least one that the Texans describe as tough. Do you see Arian getting force fed almost on the ground tomorrow if things are
well? I think you have to do that and just see how much he can handle. I mean, I think the rust has been scraped off, so you do that. And that this whole offense was predicated upon Arian Foster carrying it.
Yeah.
And the fact that he wasn't there, you can't get overly critical of its failures because it was built around him. Well, he's back now, and Jacksonville's better, but we're still talking about 1-14, a team that has not won more than 5 games since. Since whenever, right? So come on. I mean, let's get real. Go down there and hammer them. Get a road win, and you know this. You fix yourself really easily when you have success and you win a game. Everything all of a sudden everything looks fine.
A lot of times it just clicks for you, but they got to finish drives and get off to a fast start. They get in these holes, man, and they got to start throwing the football. Get off to a fast start. Finish drives early in the quarters. Put some points up.
Lowest scoring team in the National Football League in the first half.
Yeah, put some points up in the first quarter.
And we're firm advocates of hammering Jacksonville and any other team that the Texans play this season. But you know who else is a hammer himself, the big brain? John Harris. And he's got your FanDuel update right now.
What's up, everybody? It is FanDuel formula time. It's time to talk fantasy football, and we're really in the swing of things. And, well, if you want to play against me and hundreds of others, go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass. But who am I going to play, John? Well, I got 2 value plays for you and one guy you might want to sit on your bench this week. Let's start with Denver Broncos wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders. Been one of the most consistent threats for Peyton Manning. And, yeah, I know Peyton Manning has not played well. But in that offense, Sanders has been the most consistent threat. And he takes on the Cleveland Browns secondary with an opportunity to score some points. And on FanDuel, $7,900. a little bit expensive, but anything under $8,000 is pretty good, especially for the value you get for Emmanuel Sanders. Let's go to Kansas City running back Sharkandrick West. Don't worry about not being able to say it. Just know that you want to pick this guy up on your waiver wire. And also, FanDuel, $6,200. The Chiefs have got to have a bell cow back. It could be Sharkandrick West this weekend against Minnesota. So you want to look there. How about one you want to drop or put on your bench? Yeah, Frank Gore had a nice ball game against the Texans. No. Bench him this week against New England. Don't want any Colts back home against the New England Patriots defense. A good front will slow down Frank Gore. I think you got to put him on the bench. It's been great with FanDuel Formula. HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass. Be there. We'll be right back after this.